I saw it. Yeah, man.
You sound shook.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Hey, man. Niggas out here, man. Niggas be having big dicks out here. Hey,
wait. Say what's up. What? Say what's up. What? Hey.
Jenkins and Jones podcast. I am LeJethro Jenkins, and my friend here.
I am Dragonfly Jones,
and we have. I am Tyler, aka Trill Withers. You feel me? What's up, Tyler? Say what's up to the people,
folks. I'm here to talk about things.
He's back on the pod. You feel me? If you fuck with us, subscribe. Leave us a fucking, what do we do, comments? If you like the music, you can check us out in the description section. You don't have to ask me because it's in the description section. All right, bro.
Do people still ask you every single time, I bet?
Not every time, but it's just like, when they do, it's like three or four people at a time. And it's like, my nigga, you know what I mean? Like, it's available for you at all times, you know what I mean? Like, I think, but also I think people just want to interact. And I can't be mad at that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's annoying, but I can't be mad at it. You feel me? But I want to ask you guys a question first, like before we get started to the substance and shit. It's interesting. So I have a friend who's Egyptian, right? And she be like, you know, what's up, killer? Like she says killer instead of nigga.
I'm listening.
Nigga, I work a nine. I'm at work from 9 to 6, my nigga. Like I'm not a killer. I'm a regular ass motherfucker. I just kind of wanted to say nigga.
Killer way more offensive than nigga.
Right? Low key. And it's annoying. Like, it's like, what's up, killer? I'm like, oh, shit, that's not me, but whatever. But I'm saying, can Egyptians say nigga?
I mean, I guess I don't see why not. I don't know, man. That's tough, right? Like there's a lot of, you know, like Middle Eastern blood in a lot of Egyptians. So it's kind of, yeah, it gets a little murky there. So, like, shit, man.
She looks like the Egyptian version that the white people made in that video, bro. That bust she has.
the Britney Spears looking mom.
Right. She's, when I saw it, I'm like, huh. It might be correct. I wasn't as mad as everybody was. I was like, the Egyptians I've seen are pretty Middle Eastern looking. You know what I mean? But I mean, when I talked to her about it, she was like, yeah, that's some bullshit. Because there's a lot of black Egyptians too. But I just learned that today. But I mean, because she's African, does she have the right to say Egyptian? She was born in Egypt. I mean, it's right to say nigger.
It's a weird dynamic there. I'm really not sure. I mean, if she looks like a motherfucker from the Mickey Mouse Club, man, I don't think she can. I mean, she can pass on that. I mean, but.
She looked, made like a health decision, deciding not to say it. If that's how she looks,
I think she just chooses not to say it. But we gotta stop the killer shit. That shit gotta. Maybe it might be some Canada shit. You know what I mean? It might be that. But I think that. I don't know, but that's my homie. She cool as fuck. I really fuck with her life, but I'm like, yo, how can we stop this shit? Y'all didn't help me at all. Y'all didn't help me at all, bro.
Well, I mean, that killer shit. What, that
she gonna
shit
switch
is
it up one day. She gonna switch it up one day and call you nigga, and that's what's gonna fuck you up.
You think that's gonna fuck me up?
Yeah, that's you. Be like, wow, I was accustomed to not hearing that from you. Now like, it's a little offensive.
The thing is, though, I am a nigga. I'm not a killer. You know what I mean? So it doesn't bother me to hear nigga, you from Africa. Like, and you know, she's like light skin, but she brown. It's not like she ain't out here looking like a South African, like a Afrikaan or nothing. You know what I mean? Like, boy. You said, well, she ain't looking like a colonizer, my nigga. That's not her. You feel me? But, oh, man, bro. I don't
know. It's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope in this motherfucker. And I don't want to be the motherfucker. Yeah, you can say nigga. To so, she says nigga to another nigga and things don't turn out the way that she planned. You know, that they did when she said it to me. You know what I'm saying? So, interest.
And then you've created one of those. Well, I've got a black friend who doesn't mind. You've created one of those people.
And I don't ever want to be that black friend.
Yeah. Nah. Don't be that black friend.
And I'm never going to come up to her and say like, yo, it's okay if you call me a nigga. Like, that'll never feel good.
You know? Why don't you ever call me the N-word?
right. I don't think that's the way to go about it either. So, yeah, I mean, it's a fucked up situation. I guess I got to be called the other version of nigga, which is killer.
Yeah.
Which,
I mean, I guess killer's better than ninja, maybe.
I guess.
I think anything is better than like the like NI and they do like 66A. I think that's the worst shit of all.
People be saying it and then they'll put like asterisks, I'm like, nigga, you said nigga. You know what I mean? Like, right. Like you just put the asterisks by the I or word by the G's. It's like you said it. That's you like
who was it? Peter Vesey on Twitter when he tweeted out like the Biggie lyric and he had like N-I asterisk asterisk E-R. Like he had like
whoa.
I don't remember that.
No,
I know Peter Vesey is fucking loony as shit on Twitter, but I missed that one.
E-R?
I'm trying to find like
the E-R is. Here we go. I feel bad saying the E-R version. Like I was gonna say it just now, but I didn't feel good about it. I couldn't let it out of my mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like
here we go. It was in November. He said like Kanter's gonna be intimidated by LeBron. Guy who stood up to, I don't know, some Turkish words I can't say.
Yeah.
Imagine him being scared of a N asterisk asterisk asterisk. Yeah, he's got asterisk for a six letter N word in there who breathes the same air as him.
Woo, shit, boy. Yeah,
bro,
yeah.
Peter Vesey, you need to sit your ass down, goddamn.
Sit your dry ass the fuck down, my nigga. Anyway, I'm just glad I can say it. You know what I mean? And I don't have to worry about this shit, but the word does put us in weird predicaments, you know what I mean? Life is interesting. It's a lot of gray area in life, as we always say. All right, man. Y'all see Bron talking about the NCAA?
Bro, greatest basketball player of all time. I don't give a fuck what anyone says.
My nigga said, yo, he was like, yo, they gonna cash me the fuck out. I don't give a fuck.
Bro, the most famous basketball player in the world after the night that, you know, he hit the 30,000, 8,000, 8,000 club, a club that nobody is fucking in. He just told the NCAA, I would have broke the fuck out of your laws if I went to college, bro.
Right. Like, dude, like, if I'm not going into the NBA, like, either way, whether I'm going to the NBA or if I'm going to play, you know, college basketball, I'm not going to be poor no more. So
real shit.
I mean, the thing
that was the best, like the long ass laugh after that. It was like, did you ever get anything like that? And he just laughed for like 20 seconds straight.
Like,
he was like, nigga, if you only knew.
Like what? Like they asked him about the offers, and he was
yeah.
Like,
it was like, yeah, what type of offers?
And he was like, I don't know if I should talk about that. But I mean, dude, didn't he sign $100 million? It was a 90 or $100 million contract with Nike, like 40 seconds after graduating high school. When he signed that big ass contract? Like right, like coming right out of high school.
Yeah, he was driving a Hummer. He was wearing. I remember they used to do like the shit where it was like, oh, he had on this throwback jersey that cost $400. Where did he get these $400 from? We know where he got these $400 from. Let's not do this.
For
what's,
real.
What's really funny is back then, like there was somewhat of like, oh man, he's breaking rules. Now all this shit is coming out now, and people are like, good, you know. Like, well, I think when they talked about how much Fultz got, people were like, that's shameful that he only got what 25K or 15K or some shit.
Yeah, people were in an uproar at Markelle Fultz only getting 10,000 from that agency and shit. They were like, well, only 10, really, Markelle? That's how you see yourself.
Right.
The only thing I hope he just like, I hope he got 10K from like 12 different agents.
Yeah. Oh, he's so you think
I'm trying to justify it for him.
10K is a low number though, man. If it's 10K alone, Markelle, bro, get your money out here, bro. I mean, I think that's so interesting how the NCAA is dropping these shits like they found shit in this place, in this place, you know, like this team or whatever. And everybody's like, cool. Like, I think it's only a matter of time before that shit's a wrap. I mean, because nobody gave a fuck, and actually it was the opposite effect of what they planned it to be. And then LeBron saying that, like LeBron saying, me and my mom will not be poor anymore. What the fuck? What else does there be to be said? Like, you know what I mean? Who else needs to say something for people to just realize, like, these rules are a joke? Like, nobody cares anymore.
Shit, motherfucking Stan Van Gundy let the chopper spray too.
What'd he say?
On that shit? Yeah,
what did Stan say?
Stan said basically, you know, that the whole, you know, 1 year, you know, rule with the NBA in college, he said it's basically, it has roots in racism. People just don't want to see young black men get rich.
Damn, talk about it, Stan.
Damn, Stan.
Yeah, Stan be saying some shit, man. Stan is a real killer.
That Luigi looking motherfucker, man. He be yeah, saying some shit, man. You know what I mean?
Ron Jeremy be on one.
Right. I respect it, man. I respect it, man. But I think this shit is just like a sinking ship. Like nobody really gives a fuck anymore. It's time to just say fuck that. I mean, the 1 year shit, I think it's bullshit, you know what I mean? Like, and then people are looking to go around it by going overseas. Like, some people go overseas and shit like that and say, fuck it, I'm not even gonna worry about that, I'm still getting paid. Go overseas and I'll go to the NBA. People are saying, like, what LeVar Ball is doing is great. Like, him starting that league, like, that could really be viable if the NCAA continues these rules for kids to get paid, even if they aren't going to the NBA, but they get a chance to get paid for basketball. But, yeah, man, I think it's just, at this point, it's just fodder for jokes. Like, the whole association, you know what I mean?
And what y'all think about, like, if they ran it into the G League? Like, that's what I want to see happen. Like, if they wanted to, you could get drafted out of high school, but for your 1 year in between, you would have to go to your G League team, and they would get you, like, used to life on the road, and you would get paid for it. You work on your body, learn the playbook, all that, and college would be cut out.
How many games do G League teams play? Is it closer to the NBA season?
I feel like it's in the middle. Which is why I feel like it work even, like, you, like, college is what, like 40, 35, 40?
Yeah, yeah.
The G League was like 60, and then you get prepared for the NBA, which is 82. That, it seemed to make too much sense to me.
Go ahead.
I mean, I think that the G League would have to make salaries about probably like six figures to allure kids to do that, because, you know, even if the money is there, like, for one, kids are getting money from boosters. So, you know what I'm saying? And two, like being the man in Lexington or Chapel Hill, you're a god there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
You're a god there. I don't know if any kid would pass that up to be a nobody in fucking Des Moines, Iowa.
Yeah, niggas don't want to go to Grand Rapids and be the man.
You don't want to live it up in fucking Fort Wayne.
Yeah. Like, that's an interesting ass point. Like, you could make more money breaking rules than you could abiding by rules in the G League. Why the fuck is it the G League?
The Gatorade League. You know what? I'm cool that they changed their name from, like, development to do the Gatorade League, because it's like, dog, we don't be developing shit. We just be hooping and drinking Gatorade.
we're responsible, buddy. Let's not beat around the bush.
But yeah, man. I think that's a cool option. But I mean, I remember back when the G League was the D League. You know, I think motherfuckers was getting paid like 25, 35K. Like, I remember back when I was in, I mean, I know they probably get paid more. I would imagine they probably get paid more now. But when it first started up, niggas was getting paid next to nothing. So 25K, I mean, what, Arizona's in trouble for paying somebody 100K right now?
Yeah. But the thing is, like, if you got a pick now, he's on your bench and he's not playing, he's still making his NBA salary. Like, I don't see why, like, just let them make his NBA salary. Okay. Doing the draft like Zion next year.
Okay, so you
send him for his whole first year. Yeah, put him in the G League. He still get paid. And then the following year, you bring him to the NBA.
Okay, so he
instead
got,
of him going to wasting a year.
He got drafted into a feeder team, into whatever, like a G League team that feeds into another NBA team. And he gets paid NBA money to be in the development league and develop. So it's still, you know, like they get a chance to transition better. I think that's a good deal. Is that how they're planning on doing it? Are people talking about that at all? Like,
that's what I hope. I feel like it won't happen just because we still have fucking college basketball where kids can't get paid. Like, this shit won't happen for 1,000 more years.
Yeah, man. But I think the NCAA is a fucking wrap, bro. I feel like it's getting closer than it. What do y'all, hey, did y'all look up the Safari pick?
I'm looking back, left.
I just took everyone's word, bro.
I saw what people like. Why? Anytime you see like the ladies talk about a whole bunch of shit with the same gifts, I'd be like, I need to stay away from that. I let them have their fun.
Dude, my search is questionable as fuck, bro. Like if you look through my searches, bro. Like if motherfuckers talking about that shit, I'm gonna look that shit up. I don't think there's been a naked pic, man or woman, that has dropped that I haven't, like, at least looked up, bro. Like, my shit, dog, you would think I'm gay as shit by my fucking searches sometimes, depending on who's popping, you know what I mean? But I looked at motherfucker.
You got, like, a car crash. Get your phone. Cops is like, what is he looking at? His last search was, like, Safari.
Safari nude leaks. And it's like, what the fuck? But yeah, man.
He swerved into a tree. It was tragic.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I hope it doesn't work out that way. But yeah, I feel like I saw it. Yeah, man.
You sound shook.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Hey, man. Niggas out here, man. Niggas be having big dicks out here, bro. Like, dog, my nigga. Hey, I can't. I was like, good, something's going your way. Because it's like, you know, Safari, cause every time I hear his name mentioned, you know, it's like a joke. And I was just happy for him. I was like, hey, good for you. You know what I mean? Like, good for you, man. But it was just funny to see, like, also how women change their views of Safari. Even my lady, she just sent a fucking text to like a group chat. Like, this song actually sounds pretty good. It's a Safari song. I said, nigga, you just she just said, I said, nigga, you just saw that motherfucking meat, didn't you? Quit playing, nigga.
She's like, you know what? His old stuff is actually not that bad. Shut up.
Right. Like him, right. I've never even heard you mention that nigga before. Not even when he was getting clowned. Now all of a sudden you sending out, not only are you liking it by yourself, you're showing other people like, hey, this actually sounds good. Like, you're promoting Safari to others. Like, my nigga, like, relax, you know what I mean? But yeah, man, that shit, hey, man, yeah, dog. Safari is out here thugging, man. And and good for that man. I'm happy for him. Okay, I guess we'll move on because I'm the only weirdo that actually searched that shit. Anyway, I have a question. I was thinking about this. I got high as fuck. I went to Oakland and I saw Adrian's daughter this weekend, bro. Beautiful as fuck, man. The baby shitted on me and I was still hella happy. Like, it like actually shit up her back and I had shit on my hands. And I wasn't mad. That's how beautiful his daughter is. Like, it was like, aw, you shit on me. I didn't change it. You know what I mean? Yeah, charge the game, like you said. But yeah, anyway, I saw his daughter. But anyway, like, when I was out there, obviously niggas was smoking. I was high as fuck. And I was thinking, what artists would you choose to represent Earth if the aliens came? Like, what artist would you choose? Like, yo, this is the artist that will prove our worth to the fucking aliens. It's just that's a random ass thing that I thought.
Like, what music artist?
Like, yeah, musical. Yeah, you're a musician. Like, what music did you think would represent the humans the best if we were to present them? And it could be like, shit, it could be somebody from like the 1600s. I don't give a fuck. I was just wondering, like, who the fuck would I present? Like, if the aliens came and were like, yo, like, show me the artist that proves your worth. You know what I mean? Like, maybe it's a human being. Who would you present to the aliens if that were to happen?
I got two in mind.
Okay, go ahead.
My first one was Stevie Wonder, and my second one was Young Thug. I swear to God.
Okay, why you say Stevie, though?
I just feel like if you're trying to see like what we're about, I feel like he got a song for any kind of mood you ever been in. I feel like he got something for every, like he would have aliens tapping their toes and shit. I feel like he'd have something for them.
We like one of the people that like when we had this conversation, like I was like we were talking about it, like one of those fucking high conversations. Like one dude said that he showed me this fucking video that blew my fucking mind. It was of Stevie Wonder, and he was singing a song through like autotune. And then he switched to a Jackson 5 and sounded like a totally different motherfucker. It was like he was using like that little pipe thing, like the auto-tune before auto-tune. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it was a
Trout and shit.
Yes, and it was a
the totally synthesizer shit.
Yep. And it was a totally different song. And it was live. He just remixed it live on television. I'm like, that's a fucking genius right there. But I mean, I think Stevie Wonder. Honestly, I feel like Stevie Wonder made. I think. Prince is probably like the best artist like of my lifetime. I feel like Stevie Wonder is the best songwriter. That's how I feel. But I can definitely see that. Why Young Thug though?
Thug might speak their language, man. Like they might get here, see him, and just like turn around and not conquer us.
What about you, Tyler?
Shit, I'd probably go with Prince, man. Like, you know, going back to what Tyler said about Stevie, like Prince got a song for just about everything, dog. Rock, R&B, ballads, like he did all that shit too.
I feel like the person when I listen to the music, like this is what I would listen to when the fucking question around like came in my head. It was MF Doom, bro.
Yeah, I fuck with Doom, man.
I like some of Doom old shit.
I feel like Doom is like I never know what the fuck he's talking about, but it always blows my mind. And I think if there's like an alien invasion, you need that, right?
Like, you know, I feel that way about Ghostface.
You don't know what? Do I know what Ghostface? I can recite Ghostface lyrics though in certain songs. Like I can't even remember Doom songs because Doom shit is so fucking insane that like I just can't grasp. Dude, it doesn't make sense. And like the sentences don't even make sense. Like it's not like one thing makes sense and then the next thing makes sense. Like it's like each bar, the bars themselves don't even make sense. You know what I mean? Right. But for whatever reason, like it touches me. I'm like, there's no explanation for this. And I think that's some shit that you would need. You know what I mean? If you were presenting an artist to aliens, Does that make any sense?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, I fuck with Doom because it's like he'll take you on a whole nother detour and then bring all that shit back together and it still kind of makes sense. You know what I'm saying? Like I think he's masterful at that shit.
So, okay, when you're listening to Doom, you actually understand what's going on in the songs.
Some of it, yeah. I mean, he brings up a lot of, like, 80s pop culture references and shit that you might have to be old to catch. Like he'd rap as, like, part of a complete breakfast. Like, remember they used to say that mm-hmm. shit in cereal commercials?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then nobody knows what the fuck a complete breakfast really was, but, you know. But he dropped that shit, and you were like, oh, shit, I used to hear that in fucking Look at Your Arms commercials mm-hmm. when I was 7.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't get any of it. I still don't get it, but I still love it. You know what I mean? So I think that's why I would do that shit. I was also thinking, if it was a city to present to the aliens, what city would you pick? We had this whole thing, bro. We were high as fuck, so it all made sense at the time. What city would you show the aliens?
Probably New Orleans, man.
That was my pick, New Orleans.
I think New Orleans is the best pick. I definitely would pick St. Louis, though. I don't even give a fuck. I feel like St. Louis is like, I think this is the thing about St. Louis, like, you see how whack this city is, but, like, some great people came out of this whack-ass city. You know what I mean? Which makes it special as fuck. Like, there's not a lot to do, but, like, Tyler, you've been to St. Louis. Like, there's some, like all my homies that you met have been solid as fuck, right?
Yeah, real niggas.
Like, real-ass niggas. So it's like, yeah, like, there's a, like, everybody I know, from the most solid people I've met have been from St. Louis. But, yeah, New Orleans by far, I think, would be, like, the best fucking city. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, to represent, because, I mean, there's no other city that's better than fucking New Orleans. Point blank. Did you see Did y'all see that shit that happened with D-Wade last night?
Yeah, man. Came through.
Nah, what happened? Winner. What'd he do?
There's a kid from Parkland who was a D-Wade stan who was killed in the shooting, and he got buried in a Wade jersey, and Wade, like, you know, dedicated the season to him, wrote his name on his kicks, and hit the game winner last night.
Damn.
And he got like 27. He was like, I mean, how old was D-Wade? Like 86 years old?
Yeah, D-Wade's about 35, 36.
Nigga got 27, game winner, all that shit, man. And this is right after old girl was talking about, like, you know, shut up and dribble. You know what I mean? Like, dude, these motherfuckers getting bold as fuck with it. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, you know, him and Katie are having a conversation. You know what I mean? A very valid conversation. And, you know, like, it wasn't like they were, like, out of pocket for having opinions on that shit. I mean, they're talking about things that affect them directly, obviously. So it makes sense. And, like, it's like, yo, we don't want you to do shit but dribble. Like, fuck your opinion as a whole. You know what I mean? Like, fuck how you're treated as an American citizen. Just deal with it and entertain us, nigger. You know what I mean?
we'll tell you how you feel. You just dribble the ball.
Right. But yeah, it was right after that. And then, you know, and then, like, trip off this. Like, the kid was buried in a D-Wade fucking jersey.
That would fuck me up, dog. That would 100%. Like, if I was Dwayne Wade and found out a kid wanted, like, loved me that much, wanted to be buried in my jersey, I'd just cry through the game. I'd miss the whole game.
For real, bro.
Did not play. Emotional bitch.
His response was like he was like, dude, like, y'all gonna make me cry. Like I think when he tweeted it out, but I think he dedicated the whole season to the kid too. You know what I mean? Dedicated the whole season to him. But yeah, man, like that's insane. Like, you know, like that somebody loves you enough. Or, you know, it feels that connected with you, that where they want to be birding your jersey. Because that's how much they, you know, connect with you and, like, you as a player or whatever. Or are that big of a fan of you. And motherfuckers, I mean, go ahead.
The Miami area loves Wade on a level that probably no other city loves any other NBA player.
Yeah. I saw Wade out while in Miami. And, like, he was, like, at this fucking... he was at this brunch spot, like, with his shoes off, basketball shorts on. Like, he looked like he just got done doing a workout. You know what I mean? Hella nice place. Everybody else is dressed up super nice. And it wasn't, like, people loved him enough to leave him the fuck alone. Like, he had a solid hour where he just sat there eating. And you can see people looking at him and shit and, like, admiring him. And I think towards the end, people started, like, getting, like, I guess they couldn't take it anymore. And, like, okay, I'm going to take pictures. You know, I mean, I won't ask a picture, but when that started happening, he got up and left. Which you could, like, I mean, it was just like they respected the man enough to give him like some space. You know what I mean? And I thought that was super tight. You know, of people that were there. But yeah, I mean, you can see like people just staring at him. And I never want to say things to people that I see are like famous. Cause first of all, I don't know you. I don't even know what to say. You know what I mean? But it's like I don't want to annoy you either because I can't imagine, you know, like how, that whole experience. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man. But yeah. But anyway, is there anything else we need to cover? Yeah.
Oh yeah, possible fuck with this one for real. Yeah. This that shit you listen to when you on that Sunday drive or some shit, you know. Just vibing. Late nights in the room, got me looking at the pictures on the wall. Look at Big, look at Jay, like damn, I'ma give me that far. And to any of these bitches that they never wanna hear a nigga name. They gon' wanna see me, they gon' wanna see we, that's all. They gon' want the front seats at the BET. Shawty wanna see B, put a bitch in the way. Always on the move, never know where I stay. I done been at the crib, I done been on the street. I can move to the beach, I can move out of state. I'ma move to the island, still make my money on time, man. Give a plenty of these champagne refills, but these refills fill her problems and I need mine. Patiently, I've been waiting. They can see what I've proven. Basically, I've been chosen now. And being chosen got me now choosing. And I'ma roll two in the nighttime. And I'ma need two rooms with a nice day. See, I'ma need my crew at the right time. And I'ma need hers too in the right way. Need to give me that gold lean chain. If I get a little money, tell them won't shit change. Same nigga that would roll with the speakers and sneakers. I'll be the same nigga that you see in the rain. Be the same nigga that you see here today. I'ma be the same nigga in a way, better way. Meanwhile, I be stuck with the keepers of road and the reaper for reasons I can't explain. Like, I've been sipping. Cause my homies got it, no mama. Like, God don't look up in my homies' pocket. Don't look. See, I've been on my shit from day to day. One day they'll look at me and know the name. They know it. See, I've been sipping cause my homies got it, no mama. Like, God don't look up in my homies' pocket. Don't look. See, I've been on my shit from day to day.
T-Pain was giving a relationship advice out. Did y'all see that shit?
Yeah.
Nah, what
nigga, what did he say? T was talking about like how his life, his nights are basically like him going, saying that him and his wife saying they need to go to bed early, but them being up to like, you know, for 3 hours, you know, looking at cat emojis, talking about how much he loves her and everything. And everybody's like, oh, relationship goals and all that shit. But what was really funny is, I don't know if people know this, but like T-Pain has a deal with his wife. We can fuck women outside of his relationship. Yeah. So like, I mean, that's maybe part of his happiness. We actually had a conversation today. Like, we were talking about like, you know, like stepping outside of marriages, like on like at work and shit. We had like this, you can't talk about that shit without the conversation getting heated. You know what I mean? Like motherfuckers was really getting into it, but it's interesting, like how, like, I guess status plays a part with it, because I know Cardi B. I think she just was interviewed about, and they asked her about the situation she had with what's his name? Not Takeoff. It's
Offset.
Okay. Yeah. Offset, and she was saying like, you know, they were asking like, you know, why did you take him back? You know, it looks a certain way, and status does play a part in like how you're treated in relationships. You know what I mean? And but yeah, so like motherfuckers like relationship goals, they don't know that like he gets to fuck some strange ever so often in order to make him happy while looking at like cat emojis on a Tuesday night, because on Saturday he's about to get it popping. You feel me?
Like, he's tired from Monday night. Like, that's why he's like, yeah, I'm taking it easy Tuesday. I was fucking everything.
Right. So I think that's just funny, but like I also think like it's funny like how, you know, fucking, you know, they expect, people expect, you know, Cardi to just drop, you know, fucking Offset. Like, he's not Offset. You know what I mean? Like, maybe he's not, like, you know, like, maybe he, what he's doing is fucked up. But the niggas, like, who's she going to go and fuck with? Like, you know what I mean? Dude. Like, is she going to drop him with all, you know, like, with all his money and all that shit and fuck with a nigga like me? I wouldn't do that.
That'd be a bad choice, Cardi. I wouldn't advise.
Right, right.
Dude, did you see that other shit Cardi said when she said, like, if her man steps out and, you know, smashes a new chick, she can probably kind of work with that. But if he goes back to her ex, but if he goes back to his ex, that it's a wrap. That's some shit she can't deal with. It'll be over then. Did you see that shit?
No, how do you feel about that?
I kind of see what she's saying.
I get it. I get it.
Yeah, I kind of fuck with it.
I get it because like, you know, chasing some new, you know, that's, you can see, you know, you could chalk that up to, you know, wanting to, you know, get the thrill of the chase again, right? If you go back to your ex, you're seeking comfort. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, right? You're seeking comfort. There's some unfinished business or some shit. So, yeah, I totally get what Cardi's saying to him. People killed her, but I get that shit.
Listen,
no, yeah, I'm on board with her. I can stay down with that.
If you fuck with a new chick, you fucked her. If you fuck with your ex, you made love to her. You feel me?
Y'all were cuddling, guys. Right. Man, I mean.
Y'all was in that
probably. You guys, like, the technical term, it was coitus.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, y'all did some baby making. You feel me? Like, she might fuck around and get pregnant off the shit y'all did. And you know you didn't use a condom, too.
Probably had breakfast the next morning. Right. You cut her pancakes up for right. her and shit.
Had a good old conversation. You know what I mean? So, as a man, I just can't. I can't abide. I can't stand by, like, dude, like, and that's the thing too, is like the sex part of it is not the worst part of it. Yes, it's bad. Like, the image of somebody you love fucking another person is just damaging, right? But the image of, like, that person wanting to spend time, like the feeling of that person wanting to spend time with somebody that isn't you in a way that you want to spend time with them is what'll fuck me up. You know what I mean? Like the actual, like the cuddling and shit like that. And so now you're supposed to come back into my bed and I'm supposed to be all the way cool with that. Like, I've always been the type of, not always, but as of late, as of being an old ass nigga, you know what I'm saying? I've been really comfortable. Like, I've been comfortable, like, saying, you know, if my lady cheats, just love me enough to lie to me. Right. But, like, I think we've always said that, you know what I'm saying? If a motherfucker is out here making love to somebody else, just break up with me. You know what I mean? And if you fucking with the ex, I think that falls under the I think that falls under lovemaking. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. No question.
But like, what were people saying? That why were they killing her? Like, what were they saying? Like, we're saying, like, she has low self esteem or something like that. Because I feel like that's a strong person for Gibbs to me.
Yeah.
That's a person to know what the fuck they want.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, and people act like, you know, like, okay, you're going to just jump out. I mean, they act like being single ain't trash. You know what I mean? Like,
especially for the fucking birds.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I can do bad all by myself, but I can do bad and get some vagina, too, on the regular. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, right. You know what I'm saying?
Bad with a cooked meal and my fucking shoulders rubbed too.
Right, right. And a warm body at night, you know what I'm saying? Shit, my nigga, like, damn, I mean, yeah, there's levels of bad, motherfucker. Single is a level of bad I ain't trying to get back to, you feel me? Like, shit. My nigga, so that's what's weird. Like, so what were they saying about these motherfuckers? Like, what were they saying about
it? Well, you know, Twitter is the land where everyone has zero tolerance for cheating, and I'm sure there are some people who absolutely do, no question. But everybody out there is not living in their truth saying that bullshit, because I know a lot of y'all motherfuckers have cheated and stayed through your partner cheating. Let's just cut the shit, man.
So what were their defenses? They were like, I just love myself too much. Yeah, exactly. I'm a whole man. I can't be all, you know, like, what was
you know, just a Cardi girl, I want you to love yourself. You know, you know that bullshit. Don't nobody want to hear that. Look, if she cool with her man, you know, getting a little side, then that's their business, bro.
Nigga, as a nigga in a long distance relationship, loving yourself is overrated. I'll be yanking on this dick like it stole something from me, you feel me? And this shit get tired, nigga. You know what I mean?
Like, I already did that. I'm still lonely now.
Right, man. Right. Fuck self-love, you know what I mean? Like, I get it, but fuck it too. You said what?
Damn Bilzerian. Yeah. You'd be out there bad like him.
Yeah, that motherfucker, that's something empty inside of that dude, bro. Like, he goes a little too hard. Alive, he
gotta I 100% believe that's the loneliest person alive.
There's no question. Be, he always has, like, he's insatiable. I think there's something missing when you just can't be satisfied. You know what I mean? Like, he's always looking for, like, the next thing. Like, the next, I mean, dude, he's, and then also, too, like, you know, if that money wasn't there, those fake-breasted, those Build-A-Bear women would not be by you. You know what I mean? Like, and you're comfortable with that. You know what I mean? And this is who you pay. This is who you, you know, choose to spend your time with. Like, bro, like that's a. I think he's as much money as he has. He's probably one of the saddest men on earth.
He gotta be.
Gotta be.
Then there's no way around.
It's like the first time you look around for like one of your other friends to pay the tab, and they're like, "I don't know, bro. You kind of always did this part."
Dude, do you feel like Kobe? He's similar to that, where he just like, does Kobe have a friend?
Derek Fisher is the closest thing to a friend that he has, and Derek Fisher has never even been in his house. Like Kobe said, whenever
that's the funniest they'd shit meet, in the world,
right? That they meet in the driveway whenever Derek Fisher came over to his house and just stopped.
He was like, "Yeah, that's my best friend. That's my dog."
That's kind of so like Kobe's almost a sociopath.
Yeah,
like to,
definitely sociopath.
Like if he like dude like that makes how do you your closest person. The closest thing you have to a friend, like, you just walk outside and meet him. All right, you know what I mean? Like, dog, like.
Are you checking the mail or some shit?
Right. Peace. You know, that's what you do to people that you don't trust at all, too, right?
Yeah.
Like, if I don't, like I don't trust you in my house, you know what I mean?
That's what you do to that motherfucking dude who's always asking for money, and you know that he's gonna ask you for money when he tells you he's coming through and shit. You just meet him outside in your house shoes and tell him you ain't got it.
And this nigga's just doing this to like his best friend,
it's his teammate of like 12 years and shit.
Yeah. Kobe's interested as hell, but yeah, fuck that shit though. But yeah, I guess we done. I mean, shit, it's a short one, you know, about 40 minutes. You know, fuck it. Like, there wasn't much going on this week.
Yep, fuck it.
All right, man. We good. All right, man. I'll let y'all.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. Appreciate y'all.
Yep.
The show.
Create a liquid from your glass. I've always hated this place. I'd rather see you smile again. Oh, baby, Lord. Consistency from me, you've been. I'm